Welcome to the Lucky Titan Podcast. Here you will learn how to fill your favorite platform with tons of your dream customers from some of the world's top entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Josh Tapp. Now let's get started. What is up, everybody? Josh Tapp here again, and welcome back to the Lucky Titan Podcast. And today we're here with Lenka Lutonska. And after so many times of meeting each other, and we finally got the opportunity to sit down and have an interview, we've had internet issues on my end, on her end, and communication issues, and now we are finally here in this interview, which means, you know, all that work, all of you should be excited to actually hear this interview, because we wouldn't keep fighting for this if this wasn't going to be a great interview. So Lenka is the author of The Energetic Selling and Marketing. She really has helped a lot of people to grow their companies through really leveraging energetic marketing selling tactics so they can actually leverage who they are to achieve greater results in their business. So I'm really excited to be talking about that today with Lenka. So Lenka, say what's up to everybody and then we'll hop right in.
Well, I'm really happy to be here and let's do it. Let's give as much value as we can to our listeners over the next 20-30 minutes. I'm super excited to be here. Thank you, Josh.
Yes, absolutely. Let's do it. So let's hop right into the meat and potatoes, right? Into the nitty-gritty action steps. So Lenka, I mean, energetic selling and marketing. I mean, it sounds like kind of woo-woo out there, right? But really what you're all about is saying, let's create, really leverage who the person is so they can see success in their company. So let's talk about your process for helping entrepreneurs to scale their businesses.
Mm-hmm. So yes, it is a little bit of woo-woo. Let's not cushion it. And I was initially really scared about even doing this and teaching this approach because it's too much woo-woo and people won't take me seriously. But at the end of the day, we are hungry for models that work, and that's how I perceive this. It's about how we use our personal energy for the process of selling and marketing, which go beyond the traditional selling and marketing tactics and as approaches. And it's a behavioral model that lets us helps us look at what we need to do as people to get far better results in our selling and marketing and growing our business. So what is personal energy? It's actually nothing mysterious. It's essentially the bundle of, if you like, of our beliefs, mindsets, values, and it's what we vibe. And we all know that energy is important because when we go to the group full of people, isn't it that we naturally are attracted to some people and we can talk for hours? And then sometimes we meet someone that maybe we're even interested in buying from them, but we cannot because there is something we cannot put our finger on it. And that is what energy is. It speaks before we even open our mouth, or it gives the full message. We actually communicate quite a lot through our energy. So the approach is to really working on our sales and marketing from within. And while it may sound like, oh, okay, what does it actually mean? One of the things that I look at, for instance, is how the problems we experience in business, and this may be quite relevant to our listeners, to your listeners, Josh, is that the problems that we experienced in business, one of the presuppositions of energetic selling and marketing is that the clients will show us absolutely everything that needs to be addressed within ourselves. So tangible example, I had one client not long ago, earlier this year, who owns research agency, works with corporate clients and helps with client research. And pandemic hit her really badly. So she lost about 80% of business. And she came to me literally with the last money, as in I might as well close my business. So I'm going to invest it in myself. And we started to work together. What I'm looking at, of course, we look at as you would normally do at the overall strategy, what we can do. But one of the things was I would be listing as in, what are your issues in business? What issues do you experience with clients? And one of those issues that struck me was, look, now I'm in a place that I actually have plenty of potential clients. The clients are there, but every single one of them is waiting. Waiting for better time, waiting for, you know, we'll see what happens with the pandemic situations, waiting. And so that for me would be a clue. Okay, if your clients are showing you and doing this pattern of waiting, it means that we are first and foremost the people behind the business probably practicing the same pattern, because our clients often reflect the very same patterns we run. So I ask her, okay, where are you waiting in your business, but also in your life? So let's sort it out first. And she found about 10 things she would be procrastinating from, such as putting her house on market because it wasn't quite the right time for her, but she was thinking about it for several years. And similar things like that, that where she was doing this exactly the same thing, just in a slightly different form to what her clients were doing. Anyway, she took actions. She stopped waiting. She, in my language, broke that freaking pattern and sold the house very quickly for more than asking price. And I kid you not, within 2 to 3 weeks, every single one of those clients are bang, bang, bang. So she created multiple six-figure month, which sprung her back to where she was before. And before we stopped working together, she was well on her way to seven figures. So massive, massive growth. But by attending, it's not that she didn't do anything else, but just the one pattern that she recognized that, okay, I'm doing the same than my clients are doing. Because when she stopped, when she broke that pattern inadvertently, it would also reflect in the way she communicated with clients, right? She would tell them, shall we close your account now? We've been waiting too long, et cetera, right? So that's what I mean by working energetically on and using our personal energy in our marketing and selling, and a lot more, of course, if that makes any sense.
Oh, absolutely. And I love the examples because it really helps us to identify what you mean when you say, you know, energy, right? Because there's, there's kind of like this whole thing around chakras and everything and like alignment and everything. And there's so many different ways to talk about energy. I think I prescribe more to the layman's term. You know, it's really about like the NLP, the Tony Robbins type of energy, right? It's get yourself into state, get yourself into the flow and change the energy of your business.
Same thing.
You'll start to see the sales come through.
Yes. It's absolutely the same thing, perhaps different language and different angles, but essentially we're working on ourselves and the state we are in, and to the point where we don't need to wear any masks. I mean, it's quite tricky to, you know, pump ourselves, let's, you know, for the sales conversation or the next meeting or the next decision, whatever we need to make, pump our chests and let's do it. But still, it cannot be sustainable and we cannot fake our energy. Bottom line is, it's who we are. So,
yeah, and honestly, I mean, more recently, I've realized that even for myself, like this year I decided, I'm like, okay, I've got to get good. I've got to get really good at selling. I'm the owner of the company. I've got to get better at actually closing the deal. And half of my problem was I would start my day off by doing emails and I was all hunched up and I, you know, like my energy wasn't, I would say even progressive during the day. And so I was spending all my time, my morning, my most productive time hunched over doing kind of tedious tasks. Yes. But I decided to change, you know, like learn from a few other people. And it was more about, hey, how do I sit up, you know, start talking, do something in the morning. Like, so what we started doing is I record content in the morning. I come in, I get my energy flowing. And even if the content's trash, we don't have to use it. It gets me going so that when we hop on these interviews, for example, it just changes everything for us. Or when we get into sales conversations, because I'm already ready to go. I'm not sitting here kind of like, yeah, drained for
absolutely,
the day.
Absolutely. I mean, selling is such a huge area. I work with women entrepreneurs and I've done informal polls, but I had quite a good sample, several thousand people or women entrepreneurs. And I asked this simple question. You have growth of your business in your mind. Do you sell often enough in relation to that business goals? Over 90% of women said, no, I don't sell enough. Right? That's crazy. And again, It's very much about what we perceive sales to be, right?
Perception changes everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was in that point as myself when I was, I built my first business, then I managed to lose it. And for two solid years, I was trying to rebuild it. And I would be doing everything for 15 hours a day, networking events, free speaking, social media, you name it, everything that I should do. And I was struggling. The clients, you know, I was struggling. But you know, one thing I wasn't doing? Selling, giving people opportunity to actually say yes or no, because I thought, just like many of us, is of selling is that point when we take away from people, when it's not so. So it's always worthwhile to consider how do we perceive certain things, right? That's part of how we apply ourselves in that concept. Context.
Yeah. And I love that because, I mean, even for us with like the whole sales thing, it just felt like, oh, I'm just not very good at the sale. I'm like, I'm fine doing it. Right. I was always comfortable getting on the phone call and everything. But what I realized was my perception was wrong about the parts that I needed to play in the sales process. And for me, what we found is all I need to do is I need somebody else to take care of the cold outreach or the, you know, kind of the prepping, you know, they build our content for us, what have you, right? And they kind of prep the people. Then when I meet them, I can take it from there. I found out that was where my area of genius was in selling. And it changed everything for us because I now close a lot of deals for our company, even though I'm not the only seller. But it, you know, I was having our salespeople way out selling me as the owner. And I'm like, that's not cool. I shouldn't have that situation. Mm-hmm. But for us, it's changed everything for me personally, being able to say, okay, what's my area of genius? How do I get them to prep the people for the call? When I'm on the call, I can close them, right? I can do the closing sale. And anyways, for us, that's helped us really increase our sales as well.
Yes. Yeah, I believe in that, you know, the power of that work for sure.
So like, you know, I have a few other questions along these lines. So one of the first questions I had for you is, you know, you've worked with quite a few companies up to this point, and I'm just kind of curious, what are some of the main problems you see when it comes to, you know, not leveraging energy? Like when you come into a company, what are kind of the core, maybe one or two problems that you see almost every company has?
Point where they're feeling like they're doing everything we can and not breaking through that next level of growth. I work with a lots of small businesses, companies as well, but primarily small businesses and entrepreneurs. And it's a typical, I call it buy me consciousness, yes, is in my language, meaning the typical, all right, let's set the goals, the most challenging goals I can, and I'm going to prove it. I can smash through that goal. So I'll pull my sleeves up and let's go 10 hours, 12 hours, 15 hours, until, you know, I'll make it happen. And often enough, we do to a certain level, but it's exhausting. It's not sustainable for most people unless we've got Gary V profiles, right? It's sustainable. So it creates that feast and famine cycle and whatever level. So what I teach essentially, which initially when I started and somebody would tell me, I would tell them you're freaking fraud, but it is possible. And that is do less and achieve far more. So to break through that barrier, but not by doing more, but by being more. So one of the things, and this is perhaps something that our listeners can take away, and I think you touched on it as well. My clients very often have the working hours, consciously, which can be really uncomfortable, but for the purpose of getting ourselves in the right state of mind, because it's, we need to be, you mentioned it in, for instance, for the process of selling, in the right state of mind, but it's not only to sell more effectively. We need to be in the right state of mind to get those exact strategies and ideas that will help our businesses to grow, because no strategies, no other person can tell us what exactly what it is. Only it's in ourselves. It's our intuition will tell us. And it's been now proven, I think, beyond a doubt and quite well documented that intuition, it's a very, very powerful faculty to use in a business. I think according to one Harvard study, when they studied Warren Buffett and other business executives that are very successful, they attribute 80% of their success to purely intuition, to their intuition. So it's huge. But how do we use that intuition? We cannot do it if we're constantly using the sympathetic system and we're just in that little bit of fight and flight mode and going, pushing that next goal. We cannot have the free access to that type of thinking, to those information. So one of my saying is that, you know, the intuitive ideas always match our energy. So if we are in a state of I need to achieve more, or I feel some certain lack that I'm because I'm not there yet, or not enough, or I'm desperate, or whatever it might be, we might get ideas, but those ideas typically lead to more lack, more need. So it's crucially important then to be able to open our mind up to the right level of ideas. And sure, we could do it through meditation, things like that. But, you know, these type of things, I'm obviously fan of them, but it's like, okay, 3 minutes or 10 minutes a day and that's it. Then I'm going back to my hustle. So it's more about who we're becoming, who we are, so we can be constantly switched on and at our most productive self without having to move, physically move more. But what happens is then when we start to pay attention to more ourselves and literally putting ourselves as the people behind the business first, and when we calm down, so to speak, when our entire physiology calms down, then we will have much easier access to those powerful ideas that will indeed move our business forward. So I think, that's hopefully one of the things that your listeners can reflect a little bit upon that. You know, am I a little bit too much in that go mode, so I don't actually am able to receive those ideas as I could to get my business to the next level? Yes.
Yeah, and I absolutely love what you've been talking about here, because I know for me, my initial, because I think as entrepreneurs, we know, man, I really wish I didn't have to work 16-hour days, you know?
Yeah.
And I think we all feel like, oh, there must be some formulaic way to get out of this problem. But really what it comes down to, and I'm just kind of reiterating your point here, but I mean, really what it comes down to is if you'll change you and focus more on what you're trying to become, and all the pieces fall into place, because there's no formula that's going to work for every single human being. It's always a different, it's always a different structure for every different person, because we are different people. And the reality is that you can't kind of box problems with box solutions, you know?
Yes. As much as we would like to, they're quite well programmed overall, all of us to be in that reactive thinking, isn't it? You know, we learn, we're hungry to succeed. So we learn from other people and we apply those strategies, those blueprints, those whatever is it that we learn. But the thing is, again, we cannot outsource and learn, take away that energy with it. So it's not gonna always work, but learning, I think, is important. It's in fact part of the process, how, you know, we need to feed our physical mind with data. But we also need to, the other part of the equation is then to relax the mind, to be able to, for the higher faculties of our mind, to be able to sort through everything and offer us those ideas that are needed. This is how even people like Einstein and Edison, that was their process for coming out with those inventions and solving the most complex problems. They would first focus on the problem and learn, feed their physical mind with lots of data. But every single one of them would say that they went to this altered state of mind where the answer, quote unquote, appeared from the deep mind. So it's combination of those two is quite powerful.
Yeah, I completely agree. And it's funny, because as entrepreneurs, we're always looking for the next system, the next process or what have you. But if you'll take time to apply what you're talking about, it changes everything. It really does reset your trajectory. I know we were just talking about this before the interview today, but we both take the end of the year off so that we can line up our next year. And if you'll do that every single year, I know I've been doing this for the last 3 years, it's changed everything for us, because it allows you to stop, pause, and say, am I still on track towards my life goal? Like, am I still really trying to get to where I want to go? And then how do I align this year to get me to my goals quicker? And that, yes, that's for us, that's been a big game changer for our company.
Absolutely. And any time off, any, take more holidays. Those of you that are listening and you need to hear it, take more holidays. It will actually, it can grow us and our businesses well, because we say, oh, business doesn't need us. It needs our, you know, it needs full ourselves, not the half of us when we are in that working mode, right?
Right. Love it. Well, Edlenka, you know, we're already coming up to the end of the interview here. So I do have a few questions for you that I'd like to kind of fire off at you rapidly here. The first one is, how do people connect with you? Where do they get access to Lenka and what you're doing?
Well, I have a website, lenkalutonska.com. And if anyone is a little bit interested in the topic, what I'm talking about, I have a book on Amazon, Energetic Selling and Marketing. Yes, I have a Facebook group, but that's the main way how I connect with clients. But on a website, there's all the information needed, lenkalutonska.com.
Awesome. And for those of you who probably won't be able to spell her last name, because for us, it was hard to even pronounce it when I started, but make sure I'll add those all in the description as well, so people can see that, and we'll add those in the show notes and everything, so everybody knows how to get in contact with you, Lenka. Finally, my last question for you is, we've covered a lot of different topics. So if you could say one final parting piece of guidance, you would say, hey, if you'll take this one thing from this interview, what would that be?
So I would say that vision that is knocking on your mind, whatever it might be, I believe it a little more, not just that you can, that it's something in the future, but take it, play with this idea, take it as it already exists. And it's real you, that you're meant to have it because it's been calling you, and be a little bit more brave, leaning towards it, as in little bit bigger leaps, little bit bigger risks. I don't know, this revolutionized my business when I took that potential, not as something potentially in the future, but it's something that already exists, and I'm just not accepting it fully. I'm not just allowing myself to be who I would be if I had that. So that would be the one, I think.
I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Lucky Titan Podcast. If you want to fill your favorite platform with dream customers, then come join myself and thousands of others of hosts at theluckytitan.com/tribe. Here you can find guests for your show, get featured on other shows, and discover the secrets to building an audience of raving fans. So once again, go create your free account at theluckytitan.com/tribe.